T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Well, that, and there's the name.
Afternoons on the Score.
Any more brain busters?
All right, so this, if you were watching the finals closely, you said you were second screening it for a while.
True.
They just said this as an aside. And maybe they've said this before, and I've missed it because I was watching more casually. But this blew my mind, and so it happened during the finals, so that gives a significant clue here. But player in the NBA mm-hmm. who has played the most games in the league in the last decade.
Who has played the most games in the last decade.
Who has appeared in the most basketball games in the NBA in the last decade. Not just of the two teams. Any player in the league happens to be on one of these two teams in the finals. No one in the league. So it's not LeBron. It's not, you know, it's not Harden. It's,
right.
You know, it's,
I'm trying to remember if Jimmy's been hurt. So Jimmy's my first guess.
Is that your guys' guess?
Yeah, it's my guess too.
Right? No.
All right. Let me go Aaron Gordon.
No.
Felt good about that one.
Jeff Green?
It's not Jeff Green. Great guess.
Oh, that is a great guess. How about
he's been grinding in the league for like 15 years, man. Jeff Green, I think I covered him in college.
You might have.
Yeah.
I loved him at Georgetown,
yeah.
too.
I think my year that I was working back in Syracuse was his year at Georgetown. So like 2010 or something like that, 2011.
That's incredible.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Is it Kyle Lowry?
It is not Kyle Lowry.
Wow, this is a good one. I like this one. Is it Kevin Love?
It is not Kevin Love. Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Wow, never would have got to KCP.
Has played more games than any player in the NBA in the last decade.
You down with KCP, Spence?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know me.
Breen said it as like an aside.
Songs, right?
And Jeff Van Gundy was like, mm-hmm. what an accomplishment for KCP. And I was thinking, that is an incredible accomplishment.
And guess what? That is exactly the context with which Cliff Floyd brought up Todd Pratt on Hit and Run. It's exactly it. Like, we don't give enough credit to guys for just hanging around, having a career, living a life in the league.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to kind of talk about. Like, when you think of guys like that. So, like, I was thinking of Frank Gore, and I get a ton of pushback on that because mm-hmm. everyone's like, Frank Gore's a Hall of Famer. And he probably is, because in that sport, it's basically impossible just to hang around. And his compiling stats and is the sheer volume of it
yeah.
is going to be overwhelming. Even though for me, a Hall of Famer, I would have liked his peaks to be better. I would like him to have more double-digit touchdown seasons, more 1,000-yard mm-hmm. seasons, any All-Pros, things like that.
Yeah.
But an all-time kept showing up to work every day. And Kentavious Caldwell Pope, dude's made $88 million in the NBA. And he's under contract for another $30 million over the next 2 years. Mm. And he's still just 30 years old. Like, he stays healthy. He plays on good teams.
Yeah.
And he grinds, man.
Is Patty Mills still in the NBA? That dude just keeps on going and going until, of course, he doesn't, if he's not.
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, Nets.
Okay.
Nets this year. Played in 40 games.
That's one of the first guys that came to mind.
All right.
Total
good name.
Total star in college.
Yep. 34 years old, still grinding.
Okay, right. Great shooter, just keeps on going.
Yeah. Texas put out Udonis Haslem. Yeah.
But still on the Heat.
Still on the Heat, still grinding.
He carried the Bob Cousy trophy in Boston.
Yes.
Udonis got that honor.
I don't know. My guy, Rex Hubler, 10 in the minors, 10 in the majors, a year in Japan.
Oh, it's amazing.
Just grinded his way to a 10-year big league career mm-hmm. to get the lifetime pension.
DeMar DeRozan's got to be up there, right?
Oh, yeah. DeMar's had a really amazing career. I mean,
he came in after just 1 year in college and mm-hmm. is, what, 34?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's played for got to be 14 years.
How about my guy Bronson Arroyo? 16 years.
16 years of grinding.
There was a moment at one of those hot stove concerts where he said, yeah, this is going to be my first time not being in baseball since 1994. And I was like, what? And like, I didn't think he was that old.
That's crazy.
But yeah. No, totally. I mean, if Steve Stone just threw it in the other day when I was talking about something. 14 years for Steve Stone. You know, I mean, he had the one, obviously, great year where he wins the Cy Young with Baltimore, but we're talking about the Giants and the Cubs and the White Sox and, I mean, a long time.
Do you know who leads the NBA? I'm sure you do, in games played.
All time?
Yeah.
Leads the NBA all time in games played. Is it John Havlicek? No, there's not enough games in the season.
No.
Or in the playoffs.
The Chief, Robert Parrish.
Robert Parrish leads all time in games played.
There's a point here. Second is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Uh-huh.
Third,
LeBron James.
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter!
Still grinding. Isn't Vince Carter still on the Hawks?
Yeah, I think a couple weeks ago he came out and said he's got one more season left in him.
Vince Carter?
No.
Yes, man. If Vince Carter, I think he's still playing, right? And he's gonna do one more year with Atlanta?
I thought he was a basketball analyst for ESPN. He's 46. What are you thinking of?
Is Vince Carter not still grinding occasionally?
Vince Carter's 46. He hasn't played since 2020 for the Atlanta Hawks.
All right.
Fine. Yeah, no, Danny, I'm with you. I thought he was still playing, too.
Okay, well, then I just saw...
You're not crazy for that.
All right, my bad. Vince,
no, you're crazy for a lot of other things.
No, I mean, so he was... But he was 1 year away from most games all time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Vince Carter, if he would have played one more full season, could have passed Robert Parrish games played. That is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I remember hearing earlier in the playoffs that LeBron is going to pass Kareem next year for all-time minutes. Minutes played.
Yes.
Which is a good way to think about...
Yeah, the mileage.
The mileage on the man.
Yeah.
Deep playoff runs every single year after 20 years in the league.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about that. Someone said you should name this stat after Keenan Thompson or Daryl Hammond.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I was thinking, I was like, damn, man, KCP shows up for work.
Incredible.
Plays on good teams, cashes checks, obviously longtime LeBron teammate. But I thought that was such a cool thing and, like, so much respect. And, like, we all aspired to this at some point. Former fashion, and like that guy's not a star, never will be, but grinded out an unbelievable career.
Yeah, so Cliff Floyd, 17 years in MLB. He told me yesterday. I hadn't realized it was 17.
Unbelievable. And yeah, now we are just doing that segment from Hit and Run of naming names.
Come on. Yeah. It's fun though, isn't it?
But
you're out there, you're working construction, you're like, I totally remember these people.
But it's so...
Keep going.
What I thought was so cool about it was how unassuming it is.
Yeah.
Like, you guys named four guys in the finals, totally all reasonable guesses. My guess for sure would have been Jimmy Butler
now,
among the guys in the finals.
I am going to find out during this commercial break which baseball player has played the most games over the last 10 seasons.
Okay, the last 10 seasons.
Should I include this season so far so it's somebody who's active?
I mean, this is your research project.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to include this season so far so it's somebody who's active, probably. So, since I assume
there's no way to know,
All right, I'm on it.
All right, you come up with that.
Thanks, man.
No problem. We have the Tao of Dansby Swanson, a potential local All Star campaign that we still have to get to. Going to talk a ton of Cubs and Sox coming up. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
That's good to have fun with names.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.